Over a three-month period last year, one emergency room in Everett, Washington, treated 253 people who had overdosed. The most recent state data shows Snohomish County has one of the highest rates of overdose deaths in Washington. One institution that could see this storm brewing years ago was the library. Staff there have been quietly dealing with people using these safe public places to shoot up. Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing tells us how Everett librarians are reluctantly accepting their new role as de facto first responders and helping lead the way toward more long-term solutions.
It's 9 in the morning at the Evergreen Branch in South Everett. I'm in a small carpeted room that'll soon be filled with toddlers for story time. Instead of kids, middle-aged women sit in here in folding chairs. Librarians, the people who help you find information. But right now, they're not here to talk about that.
You are all here for a Narcan training today. Does everybody know what Narcan is? Yes? Naloxone is also what it's referred to.
This is Amy Austin. She's an opioid outreach specialist for Snohomish County, and she's here to teach this group of librarians how to deliver a dose of Narcan. If you can get to someone in time, Narcan can pull a person out of a drug overdose and save their life. But first, what does an overdose even look like?
Their skin will be pale and clammy. Their breathing, if they're breathing, will be very infrequent. There'll be a deep snoring or like a gurgling sound, kind of like a death rattle.
Now it's time for the librarians to get comfortable with taking this little squirt bottle, holding the Narcan, and testing out what it's like to shoot it up someone's nose. Library technician Margot June gives it a try on a willing volunteer.
Okay.
Now's your chance. Okay, so do it so everybody can see. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
One,
okay.
Two.
Okay,
three.
It's going to go. Ooh!
And then flip them on the side.
Flip them on the side. So it is just one squirt.
Yes, it has come to this. Librarians getting training on how to reverse a drug overdose. Everett is one of the first library systems in the state to offer Narcan training to its staff, and it's not a requirement, it's voluntary. So far, there's no report of anyone actually dying of an overdose inside of either of Everett's two libraries, but people have been caught shooting up heroin in the bathrooms, used needles have been tucked behind toilets and left around the properties. Librarians suspect that some patrons use the library's computers to arrange drug deals. Librarian Margot June, who's here for the Narcan training, is frustrated by people making her building a part of their drug habit or their business, but she has a lot of empathy too.
My heart is broken to see these people because it's kind of close to home. It could have been my son.
Margot's son was addicted to opioids. She says today, he's clean. Her son's friend wasn't so lucky.
He was a young, promising, smart kid, and he OD'd. And that he was probably 19 years old and came from a, well, good home.
The Narcan training for the libraries is just one small piece of a much larger overdose prevention effort underway in Everett called the Safe Streets Initiative. And we'll get to more on that in a bit. But first, let's meet Abigail Cooley. She's the library's director and gives me a tour of the main branch.
This is probably one of my favorite views from the second floor looking out over to the open reading room.
The reading room has comfy chairs, floor-to-ceiling windows, live trees. This brick building is in the heart of downtown Everett. It was built in the 1930s, and it is beautiful. We head to the bathrooms. And to make the bathrooms less inviting to hang out in, the library has removed a few things and has made a few adjustments.
So you can see that windows were added on, so there's a little still privacy, but not quite.
Windows to the main
windows
door.
The main
you
room
normally
room.
Don't see a window in a library or in
yeah,
a
numbers,
bathroom
yeah.
restroom door. Yeah.
And then the stall heights are kind of, I call them like the high school, middle school stall heights. So you still have privacy, but not, you can't really camp out in there. And then we also added the sharps container to prevent people from depositing sharps where maybe they shouldn't be found and trying to keep people safe.
But having sharps containers also is an acknowledgement that stuff is happening too.
It is, and I think that was the sharps container is a hard thing to wrap your head around because it is like are you saying like you know by putting those there are we you know, we're not condoning it. We're not, you know, like, but we are acknowledging it.
Acknowledging that people are shooting up in the bathrooms just steps away from the resource desk, and they need a place to put their used needles. Rick Maurer, a 63-year-old retired Boeing engineer, has been coming to this library since he was a small boy. When I met him, he was browsing the DVD section.
The library is trying to do the best job they can to not make it a scary place for everybody.
Rick noticed the Sharps containers, and he has a pretty matter-of-fact attitude about it.
And unfortunately, it might encourage people to shoot up in the stalls, but at least it gets them a safe place to do it. But not exactly for it and not exactly against it, but if it works, it works.
Around the corner in the children's section, I talk with Margot Dahl. She homeschools her 7 kids, and so she's here a lot. And she's not so sure that putting Sharps containers in the bathrooms is the way to go.
If I was in charge, I don't think I would be so accommodating, because it seems like if you just are going to make it easier to use the public spaces for drugs, it's just going to increase drug use instead of, you know, a city has to have rules that work for everybody.
The Everett libraries are not alone in dealing with this problem, far from it. The problem is a lot more dire in other places. Last year, a librarian in Philadelphia prevented at least 6 overdose deaths by using Narcan. A Pennsylvania congressman has written a bill that would use federal money to pay for Narcan training in libraries across the country that are in opioid hotspots. In Everett, I ask Library Director Abigail Cooley if she's worried that her 2 buildings will become de facto supervised injection sites.
Not really, because I feel like people are going to use where they want to use, and I don't think I've seen any increase. I just feel like we have the tools to handle it now. I wouldn't say that's a worry that they're going to rush here as a safe place to inject.
Abigail says the library is a gracious space, and that it needs to be a gracious space for everyone.
I want my families who are coming in here with children, I want them to feel safe and comfortable and welcomed and feel that they can use the library services. But that doesn't mean I can't allow access for people that might have drug addiction issues or don't have homes. I don't think the appropriate solution is to keep a blind eye to things.
If you do your drugs here in our public spaces, we're not going to tolerate that. You will go to jail.
And in jail, in Everett, you'll be offered addiction treatment. This is Hill Kamen. He used to be Everett's lead prosecutor. He could see that prosecuting the problems of addiction, homelessness, and mental illness wasn't going to work.
So I just saw people again and again go to jail, serve time, be put on probation, not show up for treatment, come back, get more jail time.
Today, he heads up Everett's new Office of Health and Public Safety. Hill's main focus is getting all of the city departments to work together to address homelessness, addiction, and mental illness. The effort is called the Safe Streets Initiative. And the work that the Everett Public Library is doing around opioids is done hand in hand with Safe Streets. Hill says it is a constant balance between enforcement and treatment.
You can't just enforce against people and try and use a heavy hand to get them to stop behaving in ways that you don't want them to behave without also having that outreach, without also embedding social workers and our police. We want people to have that doorway into services, that doorway into community, that doorway into health and healing, at the same time that we are saying there are behaviors that we cannot tolerate in our public spaces, because these public spaces are for everybody.
And since the library is that safe place where everyone goes, it's a perfect location to try and reach the people who need the most help and to deliver information, which is what libraries do best. The library has hosted speakers who are experts on addiction. It's brought in medical professionals to help patrons find access to treatment. And it has chosen books about the opioid crisis for community reading events. Margot June, the librarian we met earlier at the Narcan training, says confronting this opioid crisis is testing her patience for people struggling with addiction.
It challenges me to be kind to people, because there's another side of me that's like, darn you anyway, what are you doing?
And the library isn't just training its staff on how to use Narcan. Last week, the main branch held its first Narcan training open to the public. 59 people showed up.